Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. It's summertime, people, and it's hot out there, especially if you're in western Colorado. Boy, we live in a high-altitude desert here in the Grand Junction area, and it's hot, you know, but we're blessed, you know. We don't have the heat index with the extra humidity like other parts of the country were. We just got back from a traveling ministry show that went from Grand Junction all the way to the East Coast to up into Connecticut. We went down into Texas. We came through the South, took a special trip down through Kentucky. Boy, we learned about how hot, really hot is. And, you know, we're blessed here in western Colorado. It gets hot. The air gets hot, but it cools off at night. Where you're in the high humidity areas, it does not cool off. It stays up there. When the air temperatures stay at 80 and then it gets going the next day, you're going to sweat at a whole new level. That's all there is to it. So think what you want. Right now, everybody's got their swamp coolers running, or some are blessed with the straight-up AC. But, hey, you know, God is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants, and He's with you. And when God is with you, who or what can be against you? If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and He's pursuing that plan and that purpose with you this day. And whether you understand it or not, what's attracted you here is you're seeking the answers yourself. There is a space inside of you that only can be occupied by the one true and living God. He created that space for Him. And when you learn about Him and you are moved to believe on Him, and by that you get saved, you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you invite Him in, He comes in and He fills that space. And then He equips you to go and live a life that comes from and will be victorious if you just stay with Him. So it's that desire, that emptiness inside of you that keeps you looking. You know, many times you turn in many ways the wrong ways. You know, there's many choices in life to make. But ultimately, in the end, there's only two choices. It's heaven or hell. I know there's Christian faith out there that claims to be Christian faith that says there is no hell, that a loving God would never create that hell. But it wasn't created originally for men. It was created for angels. And then man got into it because Adam bowed his knee to Satan. And, you know, when we died without Christ or God in our lives, that's where we ended up going. But if you had hope and faith that He would come and get you delivered out of you, you didn't go into the bowels of hell. You actually went into a place under the earth called Abraham's bosom. And there you hung out until the Savior came to pay that price. Jesus came for you, believer, for you non-believer out there right now. So, and He came for you so that you could spend eternity with Him. You have an eternal nature. That's why you're always seeking. And even the oldest of people who have lived on this earth a long time, multiple decades, knows that there is a God and that they're going to have to answer to Him. Whether they have received Christ as their Lord and Savior or not is another question. But for most who have lived a long life, they know the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. They look unto Him, not because they're coming into the end of their life and they're just taken a statistical probability chance that they got to get saved to cover all the bases. It doesn't work that way. They've been born again. And when you've been born again, you know that you're saved. His Spirit bears witness with your spirit, and you know that you're saved. And that's what will keep you continuing to pursue Him on a regular basis once a man is born again. Do not, when I say man, I'm speaking of the race of man, both male and female. So don't consider any other thing. There's only one place to go ultimately in the end, and that's heaven. There are two places at the end of your life. It's heaven or hell, and make the right choice. He sends witnesses across your path. All men will stand before Him, again, speaking of the race of man, both male and female, without excuse. And He'll reveal Himself to you, and He's done it with all the natural things that you've encountered throughout your life, all the things in which He created. Never forget, as it says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now you go on down to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So He came here to pay a price for us specifically, and that Word is Jesus. So if you want to get into heaven and make that choice at the end of, that comes to everybody at the end of their life, there's only one of two ways. As I said, it's either heaven or hell. And you want to make the right choice, you must be born again. So unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So how do you do that? With the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made into salvation. So as you hear this message, faith comes, you receive it, you receive what I've been telling you about being born again, you believe it, you invite Christ to come into your life. With what things that you know are sin in your life, you willingly commit, turn over to Him, you repent of it. He'll come into your life, the Holy Spirit comes in, and then from that point going forward, He'll lead you and guide you into all truth, but you've got to do your part as well. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. That's why we open up with that song every week on this broadcast. But let's get the particulars out of the way. Our website, tbhm.org, touchedbyhimministries.org, or just go to touchedbyhim.org, and that'll also take you there on your browser. So touchedbyhim.org, tbhm.org, touchedbyhimministries, that's what TBHM talks about, or references, tbhm.org. At the bottom of the home page, when you get there, you can go to find our mailing address. You can reach out to us through mail. You can support us financially through mail. Send an offering in by mail. It's Touched by Him Ministries. We have a P.O. Box, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Again, that's Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You have questions, email us. Send us your prayer request. God is on the move. Believe on Him for your health and your healing. Attend to His Word. Put it first place. Put Jesus first place in your life. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. And there's many more of the promises of salvation that come when you're born again. Salvation means complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. So you can email us at praywithme@tbhm.org. Pray with me at TBHM, which is short for Touched by Him Ministries.org. Also, you can contact us and reach us out to us by phone, 970-314-4077. 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave the reason why you're calling. Give us a way in which we can get back in contact with you, and we'll do just that. So don't wait until tomorrow. We'll start agreeing with whatever you leave as a voicemail message. We will come into agreement with you concerning it, start praying for you, and then we'll get back in contact with you if you leave us a way in which we do it. Give us a number and tell us any particulars, a particular time that you need to be reached out to. But don't be discouraged by that. If you leave the message, make that your point of contact. our ministry is named after the Touched by Him Ministries is like is named after the event in the Bible of the woman with the issue of blood who, you know, had gotten sick, was ill, was none the better, heard about Jesus, thought and believed that he was the promised Messiah, that there was healing in his wings, and she said, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." Her opportunity came. He came walking by. She reached out and touched him, and she, with her faith, acted on what she declared, withdrew that dunamish healing power right from the Lord just by acting and doing what she said she was going to do. And with her health returned to her immediately. Her issue of blood dried up, even though she'd spent her entire fortune on what doctors could do for her. She couldn't get her healing there. And yet one instance with the Lord as he came by, she received her healing. He is the same today, yesterday, and going forward. God is the same. If he did it for her, he'll do it for you. Blessed be his holy name. So when you leave that voicemail message, make that your point of contact, like that woman who reached out and touched the hem of his garment when Jesus came walking by. That was her point of contact. That voice message that you leave, that's your point of contact. We'll start praying for you immediately. And God's words work. It never does not work. So know that. So anyway, on our webpage also, know about the media page. The reason I tell you that is we only rent 30 minutes of airtime. If you're listening to these broadcasts over the internet, we only pay for 30 minutes of airtime, and then we have to break in and end the broadcast. But you can go to our website onto the media page, and then this time look for Radio Week 7/13/2025, and you can click on that and stream that message to wherever you are. If you're going down the road, all you truckers, all you people out there in vehicles traveling on the interstate in this summertime heat, and you got some place to go. You're going from say Denver, you're headed over to California, or you're coming from the West Coast and you're headed toward the East Coast. Whichever way it is that you pick up this message on the radio, you can always go to our website, and from there you can listen to it everywhere from all over the nation. And even all over the world. So you can hear the fullness of the radio broadcast. It's filled with the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. With faith in God, all things are possible to you. All of His promises are yes and amen in the Anointed One Jesus and His anointing. And He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So go anyway, on the media page, go there and hear the full broadcast that's uninterrupted. And then feed it, listen to it once or twice or three times. And out there right now, there's at least another 6 messages of previous weeks that you can stream into your home, at your work, going down the road, whatever way you want to do it. And it'll work for you. God, as I said, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what He did for anybody at any time in any generation, He'll also do it for you. He is a good God. Blessed be His holy name. Also, with the giving, you know, God will bless you, man. If you support us financially, you know, part of His system of the kingdom of God and your salvation is doing things what He does with the with your finances. And when you trust God with your money, He withholds nothing from you from that point going forward. Understand this, the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. All the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills, it's all His, and He shares it with you, His ecclesia, His body. Once you get born again and translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, when you start doing things God's way, which includes your finances, He'll do for you and start sharing your inheritance with you. And He became poor and came down here and paid a price for us so that you might become rich. And this is how you do it. So God's not a God. He takes favor and He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. You got to believe that. That's why we always open and close with that message. So anyway, that you can go to the donation page. You can donate there, support us financially. And also understand this, that God is going to measure it back to you. And especially in these days, the things that the enemy has stole is being returned to all believers who've been out there, and even all the uncollected seed and all the uncollected seed sown by believers and their families from generations that's gone before you, you're about to reap all of that. And just like the prophecy in Amos 9 and 13, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point, people, when you sow seed, that the harvest for that seed sown will come before you even get it out of your hands and into our hands. God is on the move. He's blessing. In this earth always will be seed time and harvest. And your finances are a part of your seed. You know, he doesn't ask for everything. He asks for a tithe, which is the tenth. A tenth of all your increase every day, every week, every month. You know, if you make $1,000 in a week, you should be tithing a tenth of it. But if you do that, you know, God will measure it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Just like in your giving over and above the tithe, the same thing comes true for you. And there is a financial harvest that's coming to the body of Christ, and it's underway now, that has never been seen before on this earth. So, good news, people. Healing's breaking out. The greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going on like never before. So I want to review something with you. I'm reading out of Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. "Surely he has borne our griefs, he's carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions, our sin in our lives. He was bruised for our iniquities," the worst kind of sin that you can have. The chastisement, the punishment for your sin and for your peace was upon him. He took all of that upon himself. And that peace is everything. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The chastisement for your peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. People, that's all you have to know. Whenever you go into a circumstance or a situation, these two scriptures right out of Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5, "And with his stripes we are healed." I don't care what it is that you're up against in your body right now, whatever the pain is, whatever the disease is, whatever, get ready to go with God like never before. You know, if I told you that healing isn't far from you, that it's already within reach, that the power to overcome every disease, every pain, every affliction found in a hospital or not, in the Word of God, you can get healed. You see, too many people are waiting on a miracle. They've forgotten where miracles begin. They begin in the Word. You know, and it begins in the book of Psalms. Read it. I love this time of year because as I do my readings, I always start from the beginning. Every year I follow a reading plan for my personal study. I start with Genesis 1:1, and by the time Christmas, the end of the year, December 31st gets here, I finish up in the book of Revelation. And I love reading in this time of year. I read the book of Psalms in this particular time. The book of Psalms I read on my daily readings. And so these are not just poetic scriptures. The Psalms aren't poetic scriptures just simply to comfort your soul. They're spiritual weapons designed to break the grip of sickness and release the power of healing into your life. The Psalms are filled with declarations, confessions, promises that carry the heartbeat of God, of a God that heals and restores and makes healing, not for the few chosen, but for all of you listening right now. If you ever wondered if God still heals, if his power still flows, or if his word still works, this is for you, because we're about to, you know, there are powerful psalms that don't just speak about healing, they release it. Get ready to speak to them, believe them, and watch as the healing power of God begins to move through your body and your life. God's word is not ordinary. It is living, breathing. It's full of divine power. And we open up the book of Psalms, we are not reading poetry or religious history. We are encountering the voice of Almighty God. The word of God is spirit and it's life. And it reaches where no human medicine can go. It penetrates the soul. It invades the mind. It saturates the bones and renews the cells of the body. The book of Psalms carries a healing anointing because it flows out of the heart of a man who walked in deep intimacy with God. I'm talking about David here, and understood his mercy, his power, his desire to heal. The soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotions, must often cry out in weakness and despair. And in David's case, he found healing, restoration, divine strength. And the same is true for you. He's no respecter of persons. Every time David, leaned on the promises of God, or the writers of Psalms leaned on the promises of God, that same word healed David of his affliction will heal you today if you believe it and receive it. Psalm 107, let me see, I got that right here. I think I do have it marked in my Bible here. Yeah, Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from their destruction. This is not symbolic, people. This is literal. God sent his word. That word carried healing. Jesus is the word. I read that out of John chapter 1 there in the beginning. That word rescued us from the brink of destruction. The word of God was David's medicine. The word of God needs to be your medicine. You know, Jesus himself said when he was out in the desert having fasted 40 days and then the devil shows up to try to tempt him. And, you know, one of his responses to the devil's temptation was, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There's so much incoming influence all the time. You know, everybody's looking to TikTok, and they're looking to Facebook, and they're looking to YouTube, and they're looking to Rumble, and they're looking for all these messages. But what you need to understand, and you need to read this daily, is that the word of God is medicine. And cure their breakthroughs. You know, they can cure anything and break through in the natural. When a doctor prescribes medicine, you take it every day by expecting results. You don't take it once and expect a lifetime cure. And this same principle applies to the Word of God. When you treat the medicine, when you take it daily, you meditate on it, you speak it out loud to yourself, you allow divine healing to work in your body just as natural medicine works over time. God words work and faster because it's not targeting symptoms. His word is uprooting the source. There is healing, and every verse that comes from the mouth is understood. That's why Psalm 119:93 says, I will never forget your precepts. By them, you have quickened me. You have revived me. The word revive, that means it brings life where death restores what disease has damaged, strengthens weakness, you know, so it rules over that. There is no sickness too stubborn, no pain too deep, no disease too advanced that the word of God cannot penetrate, correct, and go forward healed. When the song declares, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that is healing, people. You shall not need strength. You know, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run. They shall not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word covers all of that psalm. Psalm 103, the Lord of my soul. You know, bless the Lord, O my soul, All that is within me, I bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, as I forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases. These aren't making a suggestion for you. This is truth. They are activating those words. When you speak them out loud, they are activating the promise of God. God doesn't say he heals some diseases. He doesn't say he will heal if it's not too late. He says he heals all diseases. This is your inheritance. The moment you got saved, you were translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. You became of the seed of Abraham by faith, a joint heir according to his promises. And if you're an heir, this is your inheritance. And that is your right as a child of God. But the key is to take it like medicine. Take it with faith. Take it believing that as the word goes in, healing must come out as a seed produces fruit. You know, when you say a prayer and you need some healing, just believe on the Lord himself, what his word says about your healing, and know that it's medicine and it's driving, it's uprooting that sickness, it's uprooting that disease, it's forcing that pain to get out of your body and to get out now. Take it believing that as the word goes in, healing must come out just as a seed produces fruit. The word of healing produces when planted in the soul by faith. Psalm 91 speaks of deliverance from deadly pestilence, of protection from plague of life, and salvation. These are not poetic hoops. These are divine realities. And when you declare them in faith, your body will begin to align with truth. Healing isn't always instant, but it's always certain. When God's word is working, the more you can take it, the more healing manifests, the more you believe it, the more sickness loses, and God's word runs it right out of your body. God's word is not inactive. It's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Drives out sickness. You know, it drives out. It can deliver you from hell, death, from into life. It lies and lies, and from truth. When you stand on the Psalms, you were standing on divine medicine crafted by the Creator himself. And his faith is not a feeling or a hope. Faith is a spiritual force. I've taught on it so many times. It draws from the unseen realm and brings the currency of the kingdom of God. The word says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and brings a manifestation, a restoration into the natural, and the next thing you know, it brings its divine health. When a believer immerses themselves in the word, especially the healing, something begins to happen on the inside. You rise to recognize the souls are words, or the Psalms are words. They are loaded with faith, building power. You hear from them that, and the more that you hear from them, the more you believe, the more healing flows. Faith grows. That means the word of God in your heart. The more the life of God begins to operate your body when a person is sick, the natural immediately begins to search for physical medications, doctors, treatments. But the word teaches that the spiritual realm is greater than the natural realm, what is unseen, and gives birth to that, to what is the authority of God's word, and it's greater than the authority of any diagnosis. Psalm 32, Lord my God, I cried out to you, you heal me. You are not just David, it's just not David's testimony, but your own potential miracle. David cried out in his desperation, his faith, it may have become small, but it was rooted in the knowledge of a God who is. Faith moved the hand of God, and the same faith carries the same power. A believer repeated 91 verse 9 in the 91st Psalm, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. Even though the body may still show symptoms, the pain might still be present. The word begins to chip away. It begins to build a new belief system. One word, divine protection, and supernatural healing are not distant hopes, but present realities. Faith does not deny. Faith overrides symptoms. It recognizes the fact, but declares a higher truth, and the truth is the Word of God, and it never returns void. Every time I believe or choose to believe the Word over the condition, faith gets stronger, faith grows, healing flows. In Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So lean a little bit harder on this book of Psalms and learn the healing power of them. Study it, know about it. I was trying to look up on our website here. I'll tell you what I will do, if you email us, praywithme@touchedbyhim.org, and you request a daily prayer that I've prayed for myself for decades, multiple decades, since I got saved in the mid-1980s, I've prayed this prayer, and it's all about the Psalms and their healing. If you email us, praywithme@touchedbyhim.org, and request the daily prayer, we'll send you a PDF in PDF format, a copy of that prayer that you can pray for yourself every day, and God's healing power. You'll be taking medicine. God's word is like medicine. You put it in on a daily basis. You don't just take medicine once and then expect it to do its thing. You keep taking it until you, if the doctor tells you to take it, you keep taking it until you overcome the affliction that's being treated. But in the supernatural, you say God's word, you bring it in, receive it as medicine, and believe on it, and you're going to find out that no thing is impossible with God. He's able to accomplish his every declaration. So reach out to us with that particular request for the daily prayer that I pray daily, and that we as believers here with Touched by Him Ministries pray daily. And we also pray it for you as well. For all you who support us financially, we pray for you to be, as far as the promises of God are concerned, not to be just rewarded for your financially for the seed that you've sown, but also for all the promises of salvation, which includes your health and your healing. So nobody's stopping you. Reach out, and we'll get you a copy of that free. So through email, a simple way to deliver it, and it's done. And we won't use your email address later to market you. It's just that we need that to deliver what we've promised to give you. God's a good God, people. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there. And it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life.